Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Daniels, A.G., Palmer, Sunnyside, Corinbong, New South Wales, Australia, June 30, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brethren Daniels and Palmer, we were very glad to have you visit Corinbong, and glad that you were all pleased with the work done here. The last two Sabbaths I have spoken to the people assembled in the schoolroom. The Lord blessed me and them. When I can copy the message, I will send you a copy. I sent you a hastily written line. I had hoped to have an interview with Brother Haskell before writing, but it did not come about, so I sent my letter. My advice to you may at first seem rather strange, that Brother Palmer go to Western Australia without you, if one must go. If Brother Hare were not in Western Australia, then would seem to be greater need of two. But he is there, and with Brother Palmer working with the canvassers, and your letters which he can take with him, he will have help. Then you can work nearer home. We must be cautious now, and move wisely. I spoke a few words with you in reference to some things being managed with equality. I hope to be able to write more fully ere this, but I am getting off mail for South Africa, and can write only a few lines. Some weeks ago I wrote you in regard to some dangers you would need to guard against. This I will send when I can find it. It has been misplaced. At the Ashfield camp meeting, you and Brother Rousseau linked up together. All others were in many ways excluded from councils. You would leave the camp meeting and be away in Sydney a considerable part of your time some days. Those who ought to have been taken into your council were excluded. This close linking up together resulted in holding the work here from being done, which, had it been done, would have placed us 2 years ahead. Your leaving out McCullough, Corliss, and Willie was a mistake. Great dissatisfaction was expressed by Brethren Corliss and McCullough. Willie's work was to excuse you and pacify them, for the feeling was running high into disaffection. These efforts to justify you as far as possible resulted in McCullough's trial and soreness of spirit against Willie. Both he and Corliss saw that Willie did not take the same position that they did. I could not conscientiously take the position they did. I saw that they were getting deep into what I fear would be an open rebellion. I told them their course was not right. They could not receive the blessing of the Lord with any such feelings. But I told them also that your course was not right, and that the Lord was not pleased with your linking up with Elder Rousseau to the exclusion of your ministering brethren. He has confessed this matter to me. I know not whether he has ever confessed to them the stumbling block he and Brother Rousseau placed in their way. One thing I know, they never afterward felt toward me and Willie as they did before. They thought we sanctioned all you did. This was a mistake. All, I can say, is, Brother Daniels, be cautious. From the light given me, you will hurt Brother Palmer by your decided preferences. Brother Palmer will hurt you by sustaining all that you may say and do. And Sister Ingalls also will be a part of your preferences. Everything will be endangered, for God will not countenance partiality and such marked preferences. Without partiality, you should treat your brethren all as equal. James 3, verse 17. This must be guarded. Everything that bears the least resemblance to an admiration society of 2, 3, 5, or more, God will not bless or prosper. I write you these things because I know whereof I write. Move with an eye single to the glory of God. Brother Daniels, in the responsible position you occupy, you may easily mar the work of God which you love. For Christ's sake, link not your arm with human help and human wisdom. Look to God. Trust to God. In trusting to humanity, Elder Olson failed decidedly and imperiled the work. In a marked manner, it bears the scars of human defection. Take Brother Colcord and others of your brethren nearer yourself. Figure for them just as closely as you would figure for anyone. All ye are brethren. Lean heavily on God. Move with an eye single to His glory. Thus you will move safely and not stumble in your walk. in much love to you all.